We're going to talk about the film Passengers, and there's a spoiler warning here. We're going to give away...
Giant spoiler warning!
Yep. So if you haven't seen it and you don't want to... surprises ruined, yep. Stop listening now. An interesting film, and it brings home the fact that space is big. Really, really big.
Yeah.
Naturally enough, if you're going to go somewhere, you don't want to be awake all that time just sitting on the ship waiting to get there.
They haven't invented warp drive.
So what they've done is they put the passengers on the spaceship into hibernation so they get woken up just before they land at their destination. Okay, it seems reasonable because they're going to be...
Liner with luxury.
Yeah, so they're going to be asleep for 90-odd years, which is how long it's going to take to travel to a nearby star.
120. I think it was 120.
90 to 120.
Anyway.
So what
it's
happens...
a long time. They'd be dead otherwise.
Yes. Yeah, so what happens if one of the hibernation pods malfunctions and a passenger is awoken halfway through the voyage?
Which is really entertaining if you're trying... If you're the passenger who's trying to say... I have a problem, and there's absolutely no way that the system will believe that there could possibly be a problem.
Or even better, you manage to get a message to Earth and are told your message will arrive in about 4 years' time.
And cost you a bazillion dollars.
Mm. And that's the dilemma faced by Mark Preston, played by Chris Pratt.
It was more like 36 years' time for a round.
Yeah,
it was a ridiculous amount of time.
He wakes too early. He's got a big problem because he can't wake any of the crew. They're all hibernating and they're safely behind locked doors in case the passengers go berserk.
He was one of those passengers with an approved job, so he got cheap passage, but he can use all of the various devices obviously that he finds in the ship. So he tries to chop down doors with everything imaginable.
Yeah. I mean the crew are basically secure on the bridge, blissfully asleep and unaware of what's going on. But at least there's an android barman, nicely played by Michael Sheen.
The barman is fabulous.
Yes, he can chat to and order drinks from. Unfortunately, because he's lower class, he can't get the best alcohol. But so it goes. He doesn't get the good stuff. He's basically stuck. He's going to grow old and die. Unless
the ship dies, which you know is going to happen because that's why he's woken up. damage. Mm. His company clearly didn't think that anything could damage one of their ships.
You can't imagine that happening.
No.
I mean, why would you build a ship on that premise?
Yeah. So,
and every time he asks any of the various manifestations around, they all say, no, that can't happen. Your hibernation pod couldn't have malfunctioned. Mm. It's very frustrating. You had an interesting... you haven't seen this, Adam, but you had an interesting take on this
Yeah,
movie.
But it involves your spoiler.
Which is fine. We're about to get into that anyway.
A lovely thorough hero, an attractive fellow passenger, Aurora Lane, Jennifer Lawrence, also suffers a pod malfunction.
No, she doesn't.
No, okay, this is it. This is the spoiler.
Yeah.
He wakes her up.
After a year of being there by himself and getting seriously depressed and thinking he's going to die alone, he decides to wake this woman up.
He's selected especially because she's attractive.
Because she was attractive. I think he read on the blog and all
that.
He's been stalking her for half a year.
Well, no. He read her profile and read all her writing because she's a writer. So he's got to know her theoretically very well from her writing.
And she knows she's a first-class passenger.
I don't think that was a consideration. He just he saw her, he woke her up.
The only one who was supposed to, survive to go back again as well.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyway... Yeah, so giant issue about the whole, hey, do you wake someone up knowing that you're going to be killing them and blah, blah, blah.
The answer no.
No, you probably shouldn't do that.
It's wrong.
Yeah, the funny thing happens is that a member of the crew actually wakes up.
A bit later on, yeah.
Gus Mancuso, who's played by Lawrence Fishburne, and he gets the great opening line, who the hell planted a tree on my concourse? Which is one of the great lines in space. Opera.
So, if you can ignore the huge moral issue, it looks fabulous. It looks wonderful. It's done very, very well. The acting is very good. It's a huge moral issue in the middle of it.
Yes. And they run into problems because
the ship's falling apart, which is why he woke up, because there was damage and, you know.
There is a great sequence where there's a huge swimming pool and the gravity goes off.
Oh, that's
so she's trapped in the middle of this sphere of water.
Yeah. So, if you can ignore the moral dilemma...
Which it's is actually, pretty blatantly big moral dilemma of unlikable.
And there are a few nice jokes along the way.
There are some nice jokes
along the way. And the android bartender gets all the best lines.
Yes, absolutely.
And look, it looks visually quite stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice brand new ship. It's not one of these rust buckets you get in space opera. They do some nice special effects along the way. So nothing special. It's a fairly straightforward plot.
It is.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
But doesn't reach the heights of Arrival in terms of great SF.